one last quick question for you here. A lightning strike only takes a few milliseconds to hit the ground and return, so why does the thunder last for 4 or 5 seconds? That's from Andrew Tolley.
Right, okay, the answer to this one is that the lightning superheats the air around the lightning bolt, and it drives the air up to a temperature of about 30,000 degrees Celsius. Now, that's 6 times hotter than the surface of the sun, so it's pretty hot. And this causes a massive expansion of the air under the thermal expansion, and this causes a pressure wave to radiate out from the point where the lightning bolt is outwards, and so you get a ripple effect of all the molecules colliding with each other, and that's the thunder. But because this ripple effect spreads out, getting weaker as it does so from the point where the lightning went down, that's why you get an extended ripple of thunder that goes on for much longer than the original instantaneous almost lightning strike. Right, well, that's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Next time, we're going to be exploring nature's arsenal with a look at the world of poisons and toxins and venoms. And also how they can be put to use not just as weapons, but in practical terms, for medicines and also for farming and other agricultural processes. We'll be hearing how cone shells on the Barrier Reef have given researchers a painkiller 10,000 times more potent than morphine, and also how a spider venom can be used to get rid of pests and bugs on fruit. It's also totally biodegradable, which is an added bonus. Anyway, if you'd like to ask any questions about that, the email address chris@nakedscientist.com, or if you just want to say hi, we love hearing from you. Now, something very important. Thanks to everyone out there. You have managed to get us nominated in 2 categories in this year's podcast awards. So thank you very much. We've been nominated in Best Produced and also the Best Science and Technology Show category. But now it's got really serious, because the only way we can win is if we get lots and lots of votes. And you can vote via the podcastawards.com site, and you can vote once per day. And you need to vote for us in both categories. And it's very simple. You just click a link to us in both cases, and then you put your name and email address at the bottom. If you could help us out, we would be very, very grateful. There's a link to the Podcast Awards site on our front page on nakedscientist.com. But if you want to go there directly, it's podcastawards.com. Well, that's it. That's it for this time. Thank you very much to our production team, Ben, Dave and Petro, who put this week's show together. Until next time, goodbye.